We're up to Perek Dal Mishnah Yud, Zecher Nishmas, for Daniel Hayikar. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, V'leke k'tzir cholos, l'aket l'aniv l'ager t'azov osam. What exactly is the mitzvah of leket? Leket k'tzircha. What exactly is leket? Says the Mishnah, Ezeo leket, hanosher b'shas k'tzira. What has fallen off at the time of cutting. And the Mishnah elaborates, what grain, what wheat are we discussing that fell off during the cutting? Hayekotzer, kotzer malei yado. If you can visualize in front of yourself, take your right hand, imagine you're grabbing wheat. Well, if you're a lefty, this will work. And then take a sickle and cut the wheat that you've grabbed in your hand. Kotzer malei yado. He grabs with one hand and he uses the sickle to cut. Talash melo kumtso. So whatever has in his hand that has been cut off is what we're describing in our Mishnah. That is what might be subject to leket. How will that be subject to leket? The Baal HaBayis is entitled to what's in his hand. So the Mishnah gives us first an example where actually the Baal HaBayis is potter. He called kotz v'nafum yado la'aretz. He's hit, the Baal HaBayis is hit by a thorn, and because of that, that causes him to drop the bundle from his hand to the ground. Harehu shel Baal HaBayis. That's not called leket. However, toch hayad v'toch hamagol. If you have wheat that fell off from inside his hand or from the sickle, harei ze lanim. That is called leket. Avol, continues the Mishnah. Acharayad, Avol, I'm adding parenthetically, acharayad, the achar hamagol, leval habayis. If, however, the wheat that falls off is because of the sickle, taking the second case first, the sickle that falls back, in other words, after he cuts back in the opposite direction, or there is wheat that is cut, which is outside of his grasp. So in such a case, there, the grain that falls off is considered exempt. Now, why is that? So the Ravid explains that all of this is based on the notion of nosher bishas ktsira. Leket, those things that fall off, bishas haktsira. As we've learned beforehand, leket entails a chiyuv at the time of cutting. So the Ravid explains that in this case, the only time that you're going to be chayiv for leket is if it's something that happens as the normal shas haktsira. The instance of acharayad or achar magel is shelo bishas haktsira or shelo kiderech haktsira. Rosh hayad v'rosh hamagel. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah describes the Rosh Hayad. Rosh Hayad means those pieces of wheat that are stuck between his fingers and his palm. In other words, what's between his fingers and his palm is Chayiv. However, those things that are stuck at the tips of his fingers where they meet the palm, so in such a case, there we have a machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel Omer la'anim, Rabbi Akiva Omer lebal habayis. Rabbi Akiva already considers this as kenosher achar hayad v'achar hamagol, and we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud Aleph is a very detailed Mishnah, although the beauty of Torah Shebaal Peh comes out from the conclusion of this Mishnah. At first glance, our Mishnah is very esoteric and very technical. Chorei hanimolim shebesol hakama. What happens if one has piles of wheat that were created by whom? Mishle says, if you want to look at someone who's representative at the antithesis of an atzel, of a lazy person, leichel hanamal, go to the insects, watch the insects work. So here the insects have built a pile of grain. If it's within the kama, within the growing area of the grain, so then in such a case, the rule of leket does not apply. Shel achar hakotzrim, we'll need to define what that means. Ha'elyonim la'aniyim v'atachtonim shel ha'baal bayis. Those things that the insects have brought together that are above, so they belong to the aniyim. However, the lower ones belong to the baal bayis. What does this mean, shel achar hakotzrim? So one explanation one could give to she'achar hakotzrim, this seems to be the explanation that's quoted in the name of Rashi, is that it's the soch hakama is the area where the kotzrim have not reached, and achar hakotzrim is the area that they are already there. She'achar hakotzrim, they're already there. So if they haven't reached that area, so then the leftover grain, there's no reason to believe that it's going to be chayiv. And if insects have created a pile, so they've created a pile that are not subject to the rules of leket. Some say that the besoch hakama, the explanation of the rash, is before they've begun to cut the field, and la'achar hakotzrim, here la'achar would be after their action, as opposed to behind them, after they've begun to cut. Either way, if it's above, so then it belongs to aniyim. Below, so then it's assumed that the grain is actually older grain and is not from this period of leket. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hakol Lanim. Rabbi Meir says if you have a suffix, which is grain which was fell off from the kotzer, or which was grain that was actually older grain and not subject to this ktsira, one does not divide based on the logic that what's above is from this ksira and what's below is not. Rather, Rabbi Meir says, Hakol anim, shesafek leket leket, because of a safek of leket is assumed to be leket. The Yerushalmi's lashon is, hanach lefnei mishelcha. You need to leave, based on the pasuk, lo'ani v'lager ta'azov, leave over what might belong to you, even those things that are safek matnos anim. One could raise the question, as we conclude the perek, that it could very well be that this Mishnah seems to be telling us that the rule of Hilchos Mamonos does not apply, at least in this case, how far it goes would be an eon question, but that is that the rules of Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Araya do not apply to Matnos Anim, at least this case of Leket Matnos Anim. The general rule of thumb is that if someone wants to take away from the Baal HaBayis, he claims that something belongs to him, while the Baal HaBayis says, no, it belongs to me, we say that the Mukhsuk, the Baal HaBayis, wins. Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Araya. Here, it seems that the Ani has the ability to win this Din Torah, according to Rabbi Meir, and many claim that the Tanakam, that there are more than just the Rabbi Meir who hold this way. In fact, it seems the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, shesafek leket leket, and the normal rules of Amotzi Mechavero Olav Araya do not apply, possibly because the mitzvah defines the financial reality. And first one has to decide whether there is a mitzvah, and then only afterwards does one look at it as halacha of mamonos, and the mitzvah would say, safek leket leket, and the Baal HaBayis will have to cede to the yoni.